It's 10 minutes after 8 this Friday. We're relaxing a little bit and we're welcoming the man of the hour. Well, actually, is he the man or is he the second man? No, he's the man. He's secured, Sia. Shark CEO, Dr. Ed Kutsia. Welcome to Yo. Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio. How are you, man?
I'm brilliant. Thanks,
Give him the intro of intros. Like, how's it?
How's it?
Thanks for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here. And thanks for actually giving me a cup of coffee after I waited 20
you're
minutes.
Welcome.
You walked past, Sky walked past.
No, you're welcome.
You sacrificed your coffee for me.
I did. But I mean, that's how we roll. We try our best to come bearing gifts. I give you coffee. Kerry's got a gift for you as well.
I do. So, Dr. Ed, you see, obviously, we are completely behind you. Mm-hmm. You know that. We would never say a terrible thing about you or our team. And obviously, with Roc Nation coming on board, we expect we're going to have a new Sharks theme song.
Yes.
We're thinking maybe an Alicia Keys or
Jay-Z.
So Sky and I and Darren have taken the liberty of just giving it a go and writing the new Sharks theme song for you.
Just as we get in there, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys got too much time on your hands.
That is exactly what happened. Yeah, we have way too much time on our hands. So if you don't mind, we're going to do it live for you right now.
Please,
just the chorus of it. So this is what happens, yo. C has arrived. Oh, Sia Jabula. Yeah, yo. Didn't you know? It's the Sharks. It's the Sharks for life.
For us. It's the Sharks for life. For us. State of province. We got picked. Rainbow Cup win. We predict. It's the Sharks for life.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for coming in, Ed. Yo.
There you go, Ed. Dr. Ed, what do you think, buddy?
I think it sounded a lot better than it looked. Because Darren, I mean, I love you, brother, but you're not a gangster like me.
I had full bass there with life.
I heard it, and I saw what you were trying to do there, but the impact wasn't as great. But a funny story.
Hang on, you say you're not gangster. I've seen pictures.
I know, but I can act gangster. Yeah. But not really gangster.
Yeah, he's not gangster. He wears pink shirts. So.
Wait, funny story. We're listening.
I was walking past one of the players, and you know, like sometimes we're trying to create an inclusive environment at the Sharks, and you know, like I've got a good relationship with the players, but I think sometimes there's a line that they cross. Because one of the young boys said to me the other day, he said, "Listen, Dr. Ed, if with this Roc Nation, can we call you Dread?"
Not Dread, everybody, want to talk?
Yeah, so you'll be shipped out.
One of the younger ones.
I also have a question for you. Are you
Corsi?
Yeah,
Corsi.
Are you? And this is legit. I heard via the grapevine. Have you had to cancel all and any future travel plans to the Western Cape? Are you welcome there still?
It's a good question.
It's a very good question. Yeah.
The Western Cape.
Yeah, Western Cape.
Western
Cape Town.
You know where Plettenberg is?
Yeah, Plettenberg.
You know where Sia comes from?
Are you still welcome there or have you made a few frenemies?
No. I mean, it's all good. We do all things the right way. So,
Well, I mean, all South Africans don't take well to people coming in and taking the natural resources. You know, we sort of ended that
natural resources,
and you kind of did that.
Okay, sure.
I mean, we're not.
I see what's happening here.
We're so excited.
It's sometimes also this can be called an ambush.
we're not trying to ambush you of anything, but okay, I'm going to ask you a question that I'm sure you're going to answer. Sia Kolisi, I know you answered a lot of questions on Wednesday, and one of the big questions, and Kerry actually put it out there, and I want you to clarify it, is the whole captaincy thing.
Mm. You didn't listen when I answered it.
No, we did, but you gave a very rugby press conference answer there.
We're asking
So the question is very simple, and again, I represent the streets. The streets are saying it doesn't make sense that the Springbok captain doesn't become a franchise captain. What's up with that?
Well, Sky, I mean, if you listen to the press conference, you know, and actually pitch and not sent. So the bottom line is, Sia's coming to join us. He's got to establish himself in a new province, at a new home. And, you know, we just felt it best to take that pressure off him. Because, I mean, to pressure a franchise, like, to captain a franchise like the Sharks, it comes with pressure. And Lukanya's done an unbelievable job. So we had a discussion with the two of them before. I've also spoken to Rassi about it. So Rassi agrees that for Sia to focus on his rugby and, you know, integrate as quickly as possible, the added pressure of being a captain might not be might not be the right thing for him at the moment. So, yeah, he'll be a leader, as I said. Like, you know, leaders choose themselves. So he's not going to be a leader in the Sharks, but he just won't be the captain.
Yeah.
All right. So enough of the easy questions. We have a slightly more tough question for you, and that's coming up shortly.
It's gone right.
The doctor's in the house. Dr. Ed Kudzia, the best looking doctor out there. And that, you can take that to the bank. By the way, we're on Kerry Miller's Instagram Live right now. If you want to see for yourself what the sexiest doctor in rugby looks like, he's right there.
And who is married, by the way?
Okay, what the best?
Yeah, she's not bad looking either.
Like
so
best looking to sexy. Calm down.
You can still married or not, Sky. You know, you still keep your sex appeal.
The bromance is strong with these guys.
All right, so just why Sky's just really upset that he's not the sexiest person in the room.
You guys are making me feel awkward. I'm gonna lie. Uncomfortable at the moment.
Welcome to Darren Kerry and Sky, Doctor.
Yeah. Find out how the province feels. Before you came in, we asked, when you found out that Sia was coming to Durban, joining the Sharks, how did you feel?
When I found out that Sia Kolisi has joined the Sharks, I was super excited. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to add a lot of value to the Sharks, and him and Rachel, I've followed them on Instagram, and I think they're a power couple. It's exactly what we needed. Mm-hmm. Yay!
Hey, Darren Moore, it's Henny. The second I heard that he's joining the Sharks, I thought to myself, hey, eventually the Sharks can win the Currie Cup again. they stand a chance again. He's coming from my all team. So, yeah, good luck to him. And congratulations to the Sharks.
Hi, guys. It's Gerard. I'm excited that Sia Kolisi is going to be joining the Sharks. Question to Edward. Kutsia is, there was rumors that Kitsoff and Bomolani could also join.
Oh.
Because Danny Tutsudet rumors. Sharks forever. Black and white. Nothing else matters.
Respect. Cheers, yes, let's go straight into that. Any truth? You hold the cards very close to your chest. So, you know, any truth to the rumors of other Western Province purge? Kitsoff, maybe?
Darren, 2 minutes ago you told me not to go to the Western Cape after what we did, and now you want to encourage me.
We live in a world where you can recruit through Zoom meetings.
Yeah. You did a hat. Is it you talking?
Wait, okay, wow, okay. So you're not going to answer that.
That was a half laugh.
You're not going to answer that.
They're talking about everything else in the room.
No, but I'm asking a question that you kind of have to answer. So Kitsoff, obviously, they're in Cape Town and all that kind of stuff. So I'm on the Rock Nation's page, and I clicked on sports, and I went to rugby athletes, and there's three of them. Sia Kolisi is one of them. You already have him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other one is Mario Itoje. And the other one is Chizen Colby.
Ooh, Colby.
Out of the two that are not here already, which one is coming?
Out of the two that's not here already, which one's coming? None of them are coming.
Are they coming from the south or from the east?
None of them are coming now. Chesley's not coming now, but could come.
Well, Scott, I don't think so, because if you look at our back line, and I mean, you're a rugby man through and through.
Yeah.
You know, you would know that Sibu and Nkosi and Mapimpi actually went on the same in the same business class section to the World Cup and brought the same World Cup back.
Yeah.
So the need for them to come is maybe not as pressing as you might feel. But I mean, I'm glad that you know how to surf the internet.
Yes.
He's doing it while he should be working.
You know,
I've done my bulletin for 8:30. I mean, I also have you in there.
Is it?
So, yeah.
Dr. Ed, I sense these questions are a bit spicy because I think once Sia got signed, that was at that moment only that Sky realized his dreams of being a Shark are over. Can you make that declaration at least?
Yeah, I think it was over long before then, to be honest. I think we sometimes talk about a pipe dream, you know, like we encourage people to dream because, you know, like dreams will drive you in life.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Sky, I've got to keep on dreaming, boy. Like really, no, but it's good.
Dr. Ed, hold on, I need to ask this though. This is also a real question.
Of course it is.
he listens. This one, he knows.
When can we come and watch again? Do you have any dates or do you have any idea when we'll be allowed to actually come and bum on seat?
Yeah, we're just trying to fix COVID quickly, and as soon as we've done that, then you guys are more than welcome. Just pull in.
Okay,
you're on that, hey?
Out of field, we're on it. Out of field, bring your bras, and we'll let you know. We'll give you a 24-hour notice.
Dr. Ed Kudzia has got it on his, he's off to the Rona. He'll take care of that for us. Thank you, doctor.
If you say doctor too much, people are going to actually think I'm a real doctor.
But you are a doctor.
And then I'm going to be in a Lucia mall or some mall and some woman's going to have a baby and they're going to call me and they're going to realize
that's
I'm a
doctor. That's fine.
Call.
It wasn't
claim
you,
it was you.
Well, send on Clancha. But listen, doctor, one more thing also. I would love very much for you to pass on a message. I'm not sure if you know about the beef. I mean, that's the right word for gangsters.
Yeah.
The beef that's happening between someone in our show. His name rhymes with Fla. And a Miss Rachel Colisi, who is arguing, she's having an actual fight with Sky. And I was wondering if perhaps you could just pass on the message that he's sorry.
Could you? I don't know. Do you talk to the Wags?
I don't really get involved in that side of the business, you know. But
I just want a good relationship.
Sky, just say you're sorry.
I've said it so many times.
Say it live.
Say it like you mean it.
No, I've said it so many times.
Say it like you mean it now.
I said it. I gave it. You can't stand for approval.
One more time.
One more time.
Ngiyaxolisa, Rachel. I'm sorry.
Askies.
Askies.
Just pass on the message.
I will, because I actually saw the and, like, you meant it.
You felt it there.
Yeah.
All right.
Consider beef squashed. Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.